rug. That was the wall, this little wall around the Beis Hamikdash itself. How do they have these 13 openings? She'aprot so malchi yovim. When the yovim came in to the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they made 13 pirtzos there. They broke through the wall 13 places. What happened was by Chashmonaim, Chozru Ugdorim, they went and fixed up those 13 pirtzos. The Gozer, the Medlai Kalocha, Ageder, Agzeirom, Shekinegdom, Sholosh Esri Shtachvois. Like whoever would pass by one of those places where there was a Pirzom, there would be a mitzvah to bow down there, to make a Shtachvah to bow down. So as many as you pass by, that's how many Shtachvahs you'd have to make, one at each place. That was the Sarug, that was like the outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Lifnimimenu, inside this outside wall, this outside gate, was called the Hachayil. The Hachayil, that's the first inside space of that, which was Eser Amos. It was 10 Amos wide. That inside the outside wall, there was 10 Amos open, called the Hachayil. It had a certain amount of Kedusha there. Now, Ushtei Mesri Malas Hayisham, there were 12 steps going up. Because now you went up the Harabayas, like it got higher and higher. Like the Beis Hamikdash was on top of the peak. So you're going up now, so there were 12 steps going up. V'shilcha chatziyama. Each step like was a half an amma up. It says, Rum, excuse me, Yeshlesha Malas Hoyisham. Rum Hamayla chatziyama. Each step was a half of an amma tall upwards. V'shilcha chatziyama. And the width of it was a half of an amma. Like went up a half and went in a half. Went up half, went in half. So altogether it was up 6 amas. Now Kol HaMaila Shoyosham, all the steps that were on the Beis Hamikdash was this type of measurement. Was Rumala Chatziyama, went up a Chatziyama, Vishulcha Chatziyama, and went in a Chatziyama. Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the steps that went up to the Ulam. There were 12 steps there going up to the Ulam, and we'll see there those had different halachas. There were different sizes. Now, Kol HaPsochim V'Yashorim Shereshom, all the doors and gates in the Beis Hamikdash were Gevoyim Esramam, were tall, 20 Amos. For Rochban, they were wide, Esramas, 10 Amos wide. Again, Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the gates and doors by the Ulam. It had a different size, it was bigger. And we'll see later on. Yeah. Over there, the Pesach was 40 Amos tall, and it was wide 20 yamas. Now, Kol HaPsochim Shoresham, all the doors that were there in the Beis Hamikdash, Hoyu Lem Tlosos, they all had doors to them. The openings, they had doors. Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the entrance into the Ulam. That there did not have a door, but rather they only had a prayer because they had like a curtain over there. Kol HaShorim, all the gates, Hoyu Shom, Hoyu Lem Shkoifos, they had like a mashgif on top, or a board on top of it, that the gate like would close on top of it. Chutz Mishar Tod, excluding the gate on Tudi, we had before that wasn't used too much, only a coin that was Tommy went out that side. That was on the Tzofen side, on the north side of the Chaymas Harabayas. Shoyu Shom, Chutz Mishar Todi, that there was not a beam going straight across on top of it, but rather Shoyu Shom, Shtei Avonim, Mutois, Zu Agav Zu. There the top was made like a V, opposite V. It was like two stones going upwards, like a point upwards. That's the way it was. Now, Kol HaShorim, all the other gates, Shoyosham, Nishtan, Eliyah, Shozov. As the years went by, the richer Klai Yisrael got, they used to coat all the gates with gold. Chutz Mishar Nikna, excluding the gate going into the Azara, the Shar Nikna, that was the entrance from the Ezra's Noshim into the Ezra's Yisrael, that they did not change, that they left with Nechoshes from Kappa. Mifnei Shenaso Ben Neis, because Neis happened with that Shar, that gate came from Mitzrayim, and it was a person called Lachsandria that went to Mitzrayim to bring the gate to Eretz Yisrael, to use for the Shar. And brother Neis happened and was traveling on the ocean when the boat, a big storm came, so they threw one gate over, and they were about to throw the other gate over. This Nikon like jumped in and said, if you throw it over, I'll go over also. The kids said, then the storm stopped, and he felt bad about the one gate that was lost, and when the ship reached dock, that gate was found also. The kids said, Nisim happened with it, so they didn't want to change it. V'yeshem, some say, Mifneishen, Choshoston, Matziv, no, the copper over there was very shiny. So therefore, they didn't have to change to make it look like gold. It was better the way it looked. So if all the other gates were changed to be coated with gold, except the Shah Nikner, that stayed the way it was. Now, Mishneh Dalet. Kol HaKsolim, all the walls of the Beis HaMikdash Hashem HaYigvoyim were tall walls. Doesn't say how tall, they're very tall. Chutz Mikres LaMizrach, excluding the wall of the east. The east side wall was not so tall. Why? Because Shehakoyin HaSerif HaSaparah, the Kohen that had to burn the Parah Duma on the Har HaZeisim, Oymed Breish Har HaMishka, he would be standing on top of the Har HaMishka opposite the Beis HaMikdash, O Mischavein V'roya B'Pischo Shel Heichel, B'Shas HaZoyes HaDam, when he would be up there on the Har HaZeisim, spritzing the dam, would be spritzing it towards the Beis HaMikdash, and he's supposed to be able to look through the opening into the Heichel, B'Shas he made this Rikas HaDam. See, if there would have been a big tall gate on the Mizrach side of the Beis HaMikdash, he wouldn't be able to look through. Therefore, the Kais on the Mizrach side was a very low gate, very low wall, there by the entrance over there. So therefore, he was able to see above it, straight through, and to see through the Pesach of the Heichel. Yeah. Now, Mishneh Hei. Ezra's Hanoshim, that's the first Ezra inside the Beis HaMikdash, that was Hoysa Oirech Meyu Shloshim V'Chomish, Al Roichiv Meyu Shloshim V'Chomish. That was 135 Amis by 135 Amis. That was the widest room there in the Beis HaMikdash. And V'Arbo L'Shochus Hoyu V'Yabi Miktaseh, there were four rooms there on the four corners of it. Shal Aboyim Aboyim Am, each room was 40 Amis or 40 Amis. They had no roof on top of these rooms. And Mr. Shem, that would be in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, also be the same way. There would not be roofs on top. Because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, el ha-chotzer, ha-chitzer, take you out to the outside chotzer, v'yavareinu al-arba miktsoy ha-chotzer, the four corners, v'yinei chotzer b'miktsoy ha-chotzer, chotzer b'miktsoy ha-chotzer, ab'arbas miktsoy ha-chotzer, the four corners, chatzer, as it says, keturais. It says that these four corners, each chutz would be like keturais. So it means v'yein keturais el esheinim mekoros. Keturais means that they not have no roof on top of it. Therefore, these four rooms had no covering, had no roof. Now, amohayim shamshes. What do they do with these four rooms here? So dreimis mizrochi is the top left side, the southeast side. He hoy salishras hanazirim. That was lish where the nazirim, a nazir, came there. He had to take care of his kabonis. Shesham hanazirim levashlem hashamayim. There was a special mitzvah when he brought his korban shlamim to cook the zroi. He had to cook up the zroi in a pot and give it to the kohen cook the zroi abashayla. So he would cook it up in that room. O megalchin yisrael, they would give him a haircut there in that room. O mishalchin tachas hadud. The mitzvah was to burn his hair underneath the pot that they're burning, the Zroya Bashela, underneath that pot and the fire that's cooking up his shlomim, his Zroya, the arm of the shlomim, that's where he would burn his hair. Now, Mizrochis Tzvoinis, that's the east north side, the bottom left side, that was Hihoi Solishka Seitzim, that was this where they had the wood. They used to store wood there for the Marocha. Shesham HaKanim Bali Mumim. The Kanim, where they were Bali Mumim, couldn't do the Avoida, was Masli Moitzim. They would check out the wood to make sure there's no worms in it. And the Cholet Shenimtsaba Tolas, any wood that they find a worm in it, Posel Nagabi Mizbech, you cannot use it for the Mizbech. It's not nice, it's Meshuk, it's not nice to use such a piece of wood on the Mizbech of Hashem. So you used to have these Kanim check it out in that room. Now, Tzvoinis Marovis, the northwest side. He hoist a lishka samitzuroyim. That was lishka where a mitzvah would go there. That the mitzvah had to go there, and they brought him in to make the azoyer on him, so to put the behenes, to put the oil on his behenes thumbs. So he was from that lishka. From there, they took him into the Esrus Noshim, took him into the Shar Nikna. Now, Marovish Trimis, the west south side, Omer Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Lezer ben Yaakov says that Shechachti Mohoisim Hashemeshes. He forgot exactly what he was doing. What happened there? And some said it's right. He's the Iketan of our mission here. So he said he forgot exactly what they did there. On this, Abishalom, Abishol says no. No, but he just says, Shom hoyu nisnim yayin v'shemen. That's where they used to store the wine for the nisach hayayin, and the oil that was used also for the menachas. And yoysa nikras lishchas beish shmanya. They would call it that room, beish shmanya, mean the oil room, that's what they would call it. Now, v'chaloko hoysa v'rishoyna. At the beginning, it was very smooth. It was smooth. That means the Ezra's Noshim itself was smooth. Rishon Kleina. It means to say, at the beginning, the walls of the Ezra's Noshim were very smooth. There was nothing sticking out of the walls. They were smooth walls. But the Kifu, Kitzaitz, for later on, they made like a porch sticking out. They made like beams sticking out in the middle of the wall. What did they do that for? To make like a little attic over there. Shehanoshim Royis Momalan. Like in the Ezra's Noshim on Sukkot used to be the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So he used to make like beams sticking out from the wall that the ladies would stand upstairs. Shehanoshim Royis Momalan. V'yehanoshim Momatan. And the men were downstairs. Kadesh Lo Yiyu Morov. They should not be mixed up together. As here by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the dancing, singing there, so they wanted they shouldn't be together, the men and the ladies. So the men were downstairs and the ladies were upstairs. Now, after the Ezra's Noshim was V'chomesh Esrei Milus, there were 15 steps now. Orlus Mitoch L'Ezra's Yisrael. That went up from the Ezra's Noshim to the Ezra's Yisrael. Ezra's Yisrael, that's really the beginning of the Kedusha, of the Mokam Ashchina, of the Beis HaMikdash. So there were 15 steps going up there. Kineged Chomesh Esrei Milus Shabbatilim. Connected the last first 15 Shir Malasin, and then the last Sefer of Shabbos, that's from Perakuf Chof to Perakuf Lama Dalet. So those 15 Shir Malasin, we say on Shabbos, is connected those 15 Shir Malasin. Shalayim Alevim Amir Shir, that Bishasti Simcha Pesach Shueva, the Levim used to be standing on these 15 steps and say the 15 Shir Malasin. The Lehoyu Trutais, the steps were not straight steps. Elu Mukofas, they were like in the semicircle. Kechatzi Gronagula, like a half of a semicircle. That's the way the steps were. The steps were in a round, circular form. Now, Mishnevov. Velishchois hoyu tachas Ezes Yisrael. Interesting. Underneath the Ezes Yisrael, there were also some rooms there. Upsuchas li Ezes Noshim, that they would open up into the Ezes Noshim. In other words, you're going up now 15 steps. So the Ezra's Yisrael is much elevated more than the Ezra's Noshim. It's like in that elevation, there were some rooms there that opened up into the Ezra's Noshim. Sheshom ha-Levim noisnim kinoiris. That's what Levim used to store and leave over their flutes, the kinoiris, or nevolim, the harps. The kino is also a type of a harp. Or metzotayim, the chol kleshir, all different type of instruments they had there, they would leave there. Now, Ezra's Yisrael, how big was the Ezra's Yisrael? That's the beginning of the Azor itself. That's the beginning of Machne Shechina. Ezra's Yisrael, Hois Oirech, Meya Amo, Ushloishim V'chomish. It was long, 135. Al Reichiv Achas Asor. It was only wide, 11 Amos. But the length, the length of the whole base, not really the length, this really the width of the whole base of Migdish was 135. That was the width of the base of Migdish. So that was in this room, that was its length, because its width was only 11 Amis. It went in 11 Amis, the Ezra's Yisrael. And the same thing after Ezra's Yisrael was the Ezra's Kahanim. And the Ezra's Kahanim only you could go there if you're doing the Tzorach Avoida. The Chain Ezra's Kahanim was the same measurement as the Ezra's Yisrael. It was long, 135 Amis, that's the width of the whole Beis HaMikdash. Our work, if it went further in, its width was also Achas Esrei, 11 Amis. Now, the Rosh Pisposim, there were the board sticking out there, Mavdilin ben Ezra's Yisrael, Yetzos Kanim. There was like a little division there to know the difference when you started the Ezra's Kanim and where it ended the Ezra's Yisrael. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer, Maile Hoysa. No, there was a little step there, like. There was a step elevation there, because we're going up the mountain now. O Gavoy Ame, it was an Ame tall. That elevation. V'haduchin osnole, and the duchin, that's the place where the Kohanim used to stand and say their shira v'shafta korbin. They used to stand on that duchin, that the duchin was put on top of that step. Uvor sholosh milus. Now the duchin itself had three steps to it. Shel chatzi chatzam. Each step was a half an arm up and half an arm in. So that three steps together was an arm and a half tall. So Nimtzus, it comes out that Ezra Sakhanim, Gevoyim, Ezra Yisrael, Shtayam Samachta, comes out that with Leviim stood in the Ezra Kahanim was 2.5 amas taller than Ezra Yisrael, because there was the one step that was an amas tall, and then these three steps together was 1.5. So together it's 2.5 amas taller than the Ezra Yisrael. Now, for Chol HaZorah, the HaZorah itself, like the HaZorah means from the beginning of Ezra Yisrael until the end of the back of the Kodesh Kodoshim, Kol HaZor itself was Hoyis Oirech Meir Shemayna B'Sheva. It was 187 Amis long, which really that's the length. Al Reichiv, the width of Meir Shleshim Chomish. That's always the width of the whole Beis Hamikdash was 135, and here the length of the Azor itself was 187 Amis. But it wasn't one room. It was all made up from these things. It was the Ezra Yisrael first, the first 11, then the Ezra Noshim, the next 11, the Ezra Kanim, the next 11. Now, Usholish Esri Yishtachim Oyisham. There were 13 places we had to bow down over there in the Azorah. We had before these 13 pirtzos. There was a mitzvah to bow down every place. Abiyasi Bechonim Noimer. Kineged Shloish Osri Shorim. Kineged the Inyut to bow down 13 times was connected to 13 shorim, 13 gates they had, 13 gates they had there. And it was like this. Shorim droimim on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. Semuchim l'marav, the gates were pretty close towards the west side. And the first one there was Shar Elyon. The next one was called the Shar HaDelek, that gate. The next one was called Shar HaBechoris. It used to bring the Bechoris through there. And then the fourth gate there was called Shar HaMayim. That's what he used to fetch to bring the water for the Nisach HaMayim through there. Now, V'lomo Nikro Shemoy Sharmayim, how come that gate was called the Shar HaMayim? Sheboy Machnis since Loicha Shemayim Shal Nisach Bechor. That's what he used to bring there, the Tzluchas, the pitches of water for the Nisach of the water on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer, Oboy HaMayim Mefachim. Through that gate, the water itself also used to flow. And also, the Yasidim Lias Yotzim Etachas Nifton Abayis. Like it will eventually come, water will be coming out from bottom of the gate, the door of the Beis HaMikdash. Means the same, like claiming the Porsche there, Shemisham Yotzim, from there the water came out. That the Cheskel set a novi upon, that he said, will come a time that the waters will come out through the door of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Lumas Batsofen, on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, Smuch Lamarav also, the four gates there were starting closer towards the west side, and the first gate there was called Shar Yechonya, the Shar of Yechonya. Some said because that's when Yechonya went to Golis, he went through that Shar. Then Shar HaKorbin, that's what he used to bring all the Korbanos through, to come to the Tzofen side. Shar HaNoshim, that was the Shah that the Noshim used to come if they had to make smich on the Korban or they wanted to be near the Korban, the Noshim would go through that Shah. Then Shah HaShir, then there was a Shah that was a Levim used to come in with a Klishir to have the Shir there. Falama Nikra Shemai Shah Yechonya, now why was that first gate on the north side called Shah Yechonya? Because Shabbat Yot Yechonya Begalusa, that's where Yechonya, when he went out to Golis, he went through that gate. Sheva Mizruch, on the east side of the Beis HaMikdash, Shar Nikner, not the Beis HaMikdash, it means the Azorah. On the east side of the Azorah was Shar Nikner. That was the gate going in from the Ezra's Noshim into the Ezra's Yisrael. Now, Shnei Pishposhim Hoyeloi, there were small, two small entrances on the side of this big gate. Echem Mimina, one on the right side, Echem one on the left side. Ushnaim Bemarav, and there were two gates now on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash. And Lohay Elohim, those two gates did not have any name. It wasn't the Meuchid, didn't have any special name. Because the Gmat had no Tashmish there. There was no real purpose of going in or going out there, so it didn't have any name. Yeah. Now, Perek Shlishi, it says, Mishnah says, HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach itself, Hoyu Shloishu Mushtayim Al Shloishu Mushtayim. The Mizbeach itself on the bottom was 32 Amis by 32 Amis. That's the bottom part of the Mizbeach. That's how wide it was. Now, all the Amma, let's go up now one Amma. That's the Yisoid. And then the Korna Sama. Then it went in a Nama. Zewa Yisoid. That's the Yisoid, the bottom part of the Mizbeach. So we always say the Shiraim of the Dam was spilled on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. That's this bottom Amor. When you go one Amor up, then it went an Amor in. That was the Yisoid. Now, the next part of the Mizbeach that went up was not 32 by 32 anymore. It comes out it was only 30 by 30, because it was taken off an Amor on each side of it. So Nimtza comes out, Shloshim HaShloshim, Ola Chomish. Now the next five Amas going up was only a square of 30 by 30 Amas. So it went up now five Amas, and then again Vakonasama went in again an Amor. And Zel HaSov, that's called the Sovev, where they used to be able to walk around the Beis Hamikdash on the Sovev. That six Amas off the floor, it was an indention of an Amor going in, that you could walk around there. And Nimsa comes out from on top of the Sovev, the next will soon see three Amas going upwards. How, why, what was it with? Nimsa was Esu Meshumayel, Esu Meshumayel, it was only 28 Amas by 28 Amas, because it went in already, these four Amas already. And then when he got when he went up three, so far we have six and three, we have nine. Now the tenth Amma, we know the Mizbech was 10 Ammas tall, that was the Makom HaKronos. On each corner there was a Keren, there was like a corner there, a Keren. Amma Mizeh, V'yamma Mizeh, each corner went up an Amma, it was an Amma wide there, the corner. Nimtza comes out that, so you take away another Amma for the Keren. So on top of the Mizbech itself, the usable place there was an Amma less, two Ammas less, because in each side was an Amma. Nimtza comes out, Esrim V'sheish, Esrim V'sheish, comes out to be on top of the Mizbeach, the place to use, is 26 Amas by 26 Amas. Now, Mokim Hilich Ragle Kahanim, there was a space that the Kahanim could walk around the Mizbeach, not to be burnt. There was Amo Mizeh, Yamim Mizeh, and one Amma going in on all four sides of the Mizbeach was left over for the Kahanim to walk around there. So Nimtza comes out now, like in the middle part of the Mizbeach, how much space could be used for burning purposes? It comes out, Nimsa Esrim V'yarba was only 24 Amis, Al Esrim V'yarba was only 24 by 24, Mekayim HaMarocha. That's the place that could be used for burning on top of the Mizbeach. Even the Mikra Adin, they only had three Marochas, one big one, then one next to the smaller one for the Keteris, and then a very small one just to keep the Eish always burnt there. But it could be at certain times when the Mizbeach is very full, they used to make more marochas, but they could use all this space of 24 by 24 to use for burning. Now, Omer Rav Yosi, Yosi argues stuff like this. Omer Rav Yosi, Metchila no, lo hoye l'shmoyne v'yesum ha-shmoyne v'yesum. He also knows, he also the Mizbeach was not 32 by 32, but rather started out only to be 28 by 28, he holds. At least he holds that there could be the first measurement was by the Mishkan, but by Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, he holds it wasn't 32 by 32, but when Shlomo built the first Beis HaMikdash, there the Mizbeach was only the bottom, the most widest part by the Yisoid was only 28 by 28. Now, also, kindness, you go up one arm of Yerlob, B'midazu, the same thing, you go, that's the Yisoid, then the Soivev. So it comes out according to his Shita, Hachinim Samokam Amarocha, how much space was open on top to be used for burning, was only Esim Alasu Esim, 20 by 20. That's by the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. Now, when Kesholah B'nei Gdola, when the Ezra's time they came up to build the second Beis HaMikdash, is Oisifui Olav Arba Amas Min Adorim. They added on to it, to the first year of four Amis, to this last year of 28 by 20, or on top 20 by 20, they added on to it, four Amis on the south side, for Yarab Amis from the Maro, and four Amis from the west side. Kemin Gama, looked like a Gama, like a little like an L, a backwards L. Shnemer Apod, they dashed the Potek in Yecheskel by Ezra. But it says there, Bahariel, like the Beis HaMikdash, Shtei Mesri Arich, Shtei Mesri Reichav Revua. It was 12 by 12 square. So now, Yochad, do you really think it means 12? Shein Rela, Shnei Mesra, Shnei Mesra, that can't be. We know the Mizbeach is wider than that. Kishwam, when the Pesach says like this, El Arba Revov, on the four sides of it, Malamed, it means like this, Sheminu Emtsa, Hu Moideid, Shnei Mesra, Yama, Lecharuach. Meaning, if you're standing in the middle of the Mizbeach, so it's 12 Amas to each side of it. So it comes out then that really, from one side to the other side, was 24 Amas. So it was 24 by 24. So that's the way we have it by the Mishkan. So in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they added on to the more that it had in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon to where there was in the Mishkan, that the top of it was 24 by 24. Now, V'chut Shel Sikra Chogra B'Yemsa. In the middle of the Mizbeach, 5 Amos up, that's 1 Amos below the Soivev, there was like a red streak going around it that went around the Mizbeach. Lahab, that was for a sign to divide between the dam, let's say like this shchitus achatis that's supposed to be on the top half of the mizbeach, the dam to the other korbanos where the dam is supposed to be on the bottom part of the mizbeach. So that was this chutasik, this red streak going around the base of mikdash, based on going around the mizbeach to divide between the top part and the bottom part. Now the yisoid, that we said is yisoid, the bottom foundation. That did not go all around on all four sides of the Mizbeach. On the whole north side of the Mizbeach, there was that side, there was that Yisoid, one arm of the bottom arm is sticking out. For Yah Pnei Kol Amar, if it went on the west side, it went all around the west side that it was that arm. For Yerucha B'Dom, it came to the south side, Amach has only stuck out just one arm. Over Mizrach Amach has went on the east side also, only stuck out one side. So it comes out there wasn't such a Yisoid on the Dorm and the Mizrach side, was only one arm on each side. But the main part of the Yisoid was either on the Tzofen or on the Marim side. That's where they had the, yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.